You are now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnessy.
Happy game day, everybody, and welcome to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. I am your host, Tom Earnessy. It has been a little while since we've had a countdown show, particularly with myself. Obviously, some personal things going on. Also, the trips with Mike Oliva down to South Florida to cover a couple of the Dolphins games. But we are back at it. I'm back at it. And it's good to be back as the Dolphins are hosting the Houston Texans from Hard Rock Stadium today at 1 p.m., This is a great time for the Miami Dolphins to get back on track after the bye week, and back on track in a good sense, obviously, as the Dolphins ride into this game with a four-game winning streak against the Houston Texans, who are sitting at 1-8-1. So what do I mean by that? By getting back on track, well, the Dolphins being off for a couple weeks, they might be a little bit rusty, so this is the right team to play to get back on track. Clearly, the win is going to be the most important thing to get out of this game today, as the stretch that everybody has been talking about begins after this Texans game, where they have to go through the gauntlet on the road at the 49ers, at the Chargers, at the Bills. And a win would bring the Dolphins to 8-3, setting up this road trip that will potentially make or break their season. As I went on Twitter earlier in the week, I actually divulged how things could pan out for the Dolphins. This win springboards them to an over 80% chance of making the postseason. That's with all the favorites winning this weekend. Now, there could be some upsets that occur that could springboard the Dolphins into a higher percentage, but it starts and finishes with the Miami Dolphins defeating the Houston Texans. We're going to get into that here on today's show. First and foremost, a Dolphins win. What will this win do? Well, it'll give the Dolphins their first five-game winning streak. It would mark the third consecutive season the Dolphins have had a five-game winning streak. Improving the record to 8-3, it would be the team's best 11-game start to a season since 2001, when in that season they also were 8-3. It'll be the 14th win for quarterback Tua Tagovailoa in his past 16 starts and give him a 14-1 record in his last 15 games that he's played all four quarters in. This will be the 11th victory in past 12 games at Hard Rock Stadium. It will be the team's best 12-game stretch at home since they went 11-1 from December 2nd, 2001 to December 15th of 2002. So that is what we call home cooking. And it'll also give Miami a 20-14 all-time record in games immediately following a bye week. The 2022 season for the Miami Dolphins has been going very well. Obviously, that three-game stretch where Tua was injured was a little bit rough. They had their three losses in that stretch, couldn't finish the Bengals game, and then the two losses to the Jets and the Vikings. But let's talk about the improvement since Tua has returned. And yes, improvement indeed. Point margin, the Dolphins were 11th. Are 11th in the regular season at plus 11. But since week 7, they are 3rd in the NFL at a plus 35. In the turnover margin department, they were minus 2. They were tied for 24th. Since week 7, the Dolphins are tied 4th with a plus 3 turnover differential. On offense, as crazy as it sounds, the offense, they're 3rd overall in the NFL at 391.5 yards per game. Since week 7, they are 2nd in the league at 429.5 yards per game. crazy there's improvement there. Not only that, scoring offense from 6th, their current ranking on the season at 25.2, since week 7, tied for 3rd. Yards per play, 6.44. Since week 7, they're at 6.98. Passing offense from 293 to 307. And yards per pass attempt, they were first. They are first in the league at 8.28. Since week 7, they're number 1 in the NFL at 9.16. Passer rating, they're 4th overall in the NFL between all three quarterbacks at 105.8. Since week 7, Tua has a 126.1 passer rating. From the defensive side of the ball, again, since week 7, they've improved by about 8 yards per game in total defense. They've improved by almost 4 points per game. They're 22nd in the league at 24.1, but since week 7, they've only given up 21.5 points per game. Yards allowed per play, they were 5.71. That was 21st. They're down to 16th since week 7, 5.42. The passing defense, 239.8 per game. They are 15th at 214.5 since week 7. Opposing passer rating and current defensive ranking for the season, they're 29th at 99.5. But since week 7, 90.4. Their interception rate was at 1.1. And since week 7, they're now at 2.1. So, again, vast improvements since Tua has returned. A lot on the line today for the Miami Dolphins. A lot. Win, again, 8-3, setting themselves up for a potential postseason berth over the next 3 weeks, depending on the results of other games. We'll get into that in a little bit. Let's talk about the injury report as the Miami Dolphins coming to this game as healthy as they've been since week one. The list is still long for injuries for the players, but only 2 game designations. Raheem Mostert is doubtful. He is not expected to play in today's game, giving Jeff Wilson Jr. the nod. And most likely we'll see Savon Ahmed and potentially Myles Gaskin also active in this game. Teddy Bridgewater, he is questionable with a knee injury. He had that knee injury prior to the Browns game where he sat out and did not dress. He is questionable. We'll see if he dresses. No game designations for Teron Armstead, Raquan Davis, Jerome Baker, Tanner Connor, Keon Crossan, Kader Kohu, Thomas Morstead, Durham Smythe, Jalen Waddle, Melvin Ingram, and Hunter Long. Everybody is a go. This is, again, the healthiest the Miami Dolphins have looked in quite some time, and it is good to see the Dolphins as healthy as they are coming off the bye week. In addition to that, the Houston Texans only have 2 game designations. They didn't have really anybody on the injury report for the week. But for the Houston Texans, they are going to miss Derek Stingley Jr., rookie with a hamstring injury. He did not practice all week. He is out. Malik Collins, Neville Hewitt, former Dolphin, and John Weeks, all no game designations. They are all expected to play, so they only have 1 guy out as well. Speaking of the Houston Texans, let's talk about their offense. Right now in the league, they are last in yards per game at 285.9. They're 26 in pass at 192.2. They are 29th in rush offense at 93.7 per game. And they're 30th in scoring at 15.9 points per game. The news broke earlier this week. Kyle Allen is replacing Davis Mills as the starting quarterback of the Houston Texans. Allen, in his career, has 21 career games and 17 as a starter. He is 7-10 in those starts with a 63% completion percentage, 4,318 yards, 24 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, and he has a passer rating of 84.9. And although that the Houston Texans have struggles, specifically on offense, they do have some solid skill players. One guy in particular to look for is Brandon Cooks. He has been consistent throughout his career, albeit he's been hurt from time to time, but he is consistent and he's been doing it with lackluster quarterback play. So that is a guy the Dolphins defense cannot sleep on. In addition to that, rookie Damian Pierce, the running back, has been solid for the Texans as well. And if the Texans can keep this game close early, they are going to, they being the Dolphins, are going to see a heavy workload from Damian Pierce to kind of lighten the load on Kyle Allen, who really hasn't seen too much playing time over the last few years. So how will the Dolphins attack Kyle Allen? I'm expecting that Josh Boyer is going to come out ultra aggressive in this game, being that the team is about as healthy as it has been in some time. I would expect that we're going to see a ton of looks, exotic looks, a lot of amoeba looks, pressures, stunts, anything you can think of to throw at Kyle Allen early. I believe Josh Boyer is going to do that. One key guy here on defense is Bradley Chubb. Before the bye week, he was turning up the pressure rate in that game against the Cleveland Browns. I would expect no less against this woeful Houston Texans offensive line. I think Bradley Chubb is going to have a tremendous game today. On top of that, I would expect some turnovers forced here by the Miami Dolphins defense. Whether potentially strip sacks, interceptions. The Texans have not been good in the turnover differential part of this of the statistics. Houston is -2 on the season, actually tied with the Dolphins, and about 20 tied for 23rd in the NFL at -2. But recently they have been woeful, absolutely woeful. From a defensive perspective, the Texans are 30th in yards per game, giving up 389.6, 14th in pass at 210.7, and they are last in rushing at 178.9, and that's by about 25 yards or so to the 31st place team on the list. So now let's get into the most important parts of what we do here on the Countdown Show. Let's talk about how the Dolphins offense is going to be attacking this Houston defense. And first and foremost, it starts right away at the running back position. 178.9 yards per game given up rushing leads me to believe that Jeff Wilson is going to get a very serious workload out of the backfield for the Dolphins in this game. Jeff Wilson has been an absolute delight for the Miami Dolphins since that trade with the San Francisco 49ers for a fifth round pick. You know, in his few games with the Dolphins, Jeff Wilson, two games so far, he has, where are his stats? There they are right there. So in two games, he's had 26 carries for 170 yards and a touchdown. He's rushed for 7 first downs. He had a long of 28. He's averaging 6.5 yards per touch. He's averaging 85 yards per game on the ground. From a receiving perspective, he's had 8 targets, 5 receptions, 45 yards, 9 yards per catch. And he had the receiving touchdown against the Chicago Bears. This kid is going to get a lot of work. Kid being 27, but he's going to get a lot of work. And I think coming off that Browns game prior to the bye week, where the Dolphins churned out 195 yards on the ground, I think we are going to see McDaniel build off that effort and the Dolphins rush exclusively all day long with Jeff Wilson Jr. And for bold prediction for me, I think the Dolphins are going to gather at least 170 yards on the ground in this game today against the Texans. Not only that, we got to talk about Tua Tagovailoa, as always. efficient Tua. The man has been outstanding all season when he has played. He's had three consecutive games with three touchdowns and no interceptions. He's averaged a passer rating over 136 and a half over those last three games against Detroit, Chicago, and Cleveland. I would expect nothing else. You know, the Texans rank 14th in pass defense, but that context matters. The reason they are 14th in pass is because teams are absolutely destroying them on the ground. But that doesn't mean that McDaniel is going to not throw the football. I would expect the Dolphins to try to get out to a very quick lead. And also, if they can get up by two scores early, that takes away Houston's biggest weapon, which to me is Dameon Pierce. And then the Dolphins can just grind out the victory on the ground. I feel Tua is going to have a very solid game against Houston. I don't know if he's going to be putting up the 300 and, you know, 300 plus and three touchdowns in this game, but I believe that we will see him throw for minimum 250 and a couple tutties, which again will lead to a high passer rating. Tua has been great about not turning the football over. His last turnover was against the Bengals on that interception. But he has been tremendous. He's been absolutely tremendous. And I don't see that that is going to change anytime soon. Before we move on, let's talk about one of our sponsors here on the DolphinsTalk.com podcast, and that is Manscaped. And it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use the promo code DolphinsTalk for free shipping and 20% off. Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. The Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling Performance Package Plus, Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer and the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of the driveway. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new Body Buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than that old loofah. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code DolphinsTalk at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the promo code DolphinsTalk. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Let's get into the keys to victory. First, for me, is the ground attack. The Dolphins have to run the football effectively from the get-go. Keep Houston off balance. That's only going to open up the passing game with Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, and Tyreek Hill, etc., etc. That is my first key to victory. Second key to victory is force the issue with a really unproven quarterback. He hasn't played a lot, Kyle Allen. The Dolphins need to force turnovers. They need to get in his face. They need to rattle his cage. They need to get him a little jumpy to make those bad decisions, because a short field, the Dolphins will pulverize an opposing team. My third key component for victory in this game is special teams, and particularly to Jason Sanders. And I know he doesn't listen to this show, but I'm going to talk to him directly right now. You're overthinking every kick, Jason. Just put the ball through the uprights. That's it. It's not hard to do. It's become difficult for you to do over the last few weeks, and it's becoming a little scary because we are getting into crunch time in the season, and if you can't make simple extra points, simple field goals, even 50-yard field goals you're struggling with, you have to start making some of these things. And I'm happy that you said you got to start making these kicks because they are important, and you're leaving points on the field. And you can't do that against really good football teams like San Francisco, the Chargers, the Bills, all on the road. You cannot do that. And you certainly can't do that on the road against the New England Patriots. This is a big game to get to 8-3. They may need you for some points. If they strive stall out, you got to make these kicks. You cannot allow the Houston Texans to hang around and get good field position off a missed field goal. So, running the football, rattle Kyle Allen, and Jason Sanders making his kicks are the three keys to victory for me. A key matchup. It's going to be a fun one. It's Laremy Tunsil versus the Dolphin edge rushers, Christian Wilkins, Bradley Chubb, depending on where those guys are lining up. I think it's going to be a fun matchup. I think it's a key matchup as well because the Texans' offensive line outside of Laremy Tunsil is not very good. But I think if they can beat Laremy Tunsil, goes a long way for a monumental victory. And what I mean by monumental is winning by three or four touchdowns. So that is a key matchup to watch for is the edge rushers versus Laremy Tunsil and the Houston Texans offensive line. Let's get into the prediction. My prediction for today's game. I think it's pretty simple. Dolphins are 14-point favorites. This is the first time they're double-digit favorites in quite a while. I don't think they've been double-digit favorites in at least, I think, since 2008 or 9. Was the last time they were double-digit favorites. I have to check that. But either way, this is a game they cannot lose. The Bills win on Thursday. They're at 8-3. The Jets are playing the Chicago Bears, likely without Justin Fields. The Bengals are playing the Titans. The Chargers are at Arizona. There are a lot of things that can help the Dolphins go and move potentially 2 to 3 games above everybody else in this conference with 6 more games to play after the Houston game. So 8-3 is big. It is important. The Dolphins need to get it, and I think they will get it. And I believe the final score of this game is going to be 31-14. I think the Dolphins defense will have their typical home game cooking against the opposing team that has to sit in the heat. And I believe that we will get 120 yards from Jeff Wilson and a touchdown. I think we'll get a couple touchdowns out of Tua Tagovailoa and some field goals out of Jason Sanders. I think this will be an efficient game. We are still waiting for the Dolphins to play a complete game from start to finish in all three phases. Hopefully this is the game that springboards that. It is the Houston Texans. They have owned the Miami Dolphins over the course of their history. I believe the Dolphins have 3 total wins against Houston out of 11, 12 meetings. So this is not a team to overlook. But I believe the Dolphins will get the job done 31-14. And we'll be back with a post-game wrap-up show featuring Mike Oliva and myself breaking down the game against the Houston Texans, hopefully moving to 8-3. And then we get ready for a very difficult stretch in the schedule where it, again, can make or break the Miami Dolphins 2022 season. I hope you all enjoy today's game. Fins up. Let's go.